It is true that the girl is long in the legs, but is not heavy. The bones are light, and she weighs little, but she weighs enough when we had to carry her and stop to fire, and then carry her again with the old woman lashing at Pablo with the rope and carrying his rifle, putting it in his hand when he would drop the girl, making him pick her up again and loading the gun for him while she cursed him, taking the shells from his pouches and shoving them down into the magazine and cursing him. The dusk was coming well on then, and when the night came, it was all right. But it was lucky that they had no cavalry.
It must have been very hard at the train, Anselmo said. I was not there, he explained to Robert Jordan. There was the band of Pablo, of El Sordo, whom we will see tonight, and two other bands of these mountains. I had gone to the other side of the lines.
In addition to the blonde one with the rare name, the gypsy said.
Kashkin.
Yes, it is a name I can never dominate. We had two with a machine gun. They were also sent by the army. They could not get the gun away and lost it. Certainly it weighed no more than that girl, and if the old woman had been over them, they would have gotten it away.
He shook his head, remembering, then went on.
Never in my life have I seen such a thing as when the explosion was produced. The train was coming steadily. We saw it far away, and I had an excitement so great that I cannot tell it. We saw steam from it, and then later came the noise of the whistle. Then it came, cho-cho-cho, cho-cho-cho, steadily larger and larger, and then, at the moment of the explosion, the front wheels of the engine rose up, and all of the earth seemed to rise in a great cloud of blackness and a roar, and the engine rose high in the cloud of dirt and of the wooden ties rising in the air as in a dream, and then it fell onto its side like a great wounded animal. And there was an explosion of white steam before the clods of the other explosion has ceased to fall on us, and the machina commenced to speak. Ta-ta-ta-ta!
Went the gypsy, shaking his two clenched fists up and down in front of him, thumbs up on an imaginary machine gun.
Ta-ta-tat! Ta-ta-tat!
He exulted.
Never in my life have I seen such a thing. With the troops running from the train and the machina speaking into them and the men falling. It was then that I put my hand on the machina in my excitement and discovered that the barrel burned, and at that moment the old woman slapped me on the side of the face and said, "Shoot, you fool, shoot, or I will kick your brains in." Then I commenced to shoot, but it was very hard to hold my gun steady, and the troops were running up the far hill. Later, after we had been down at the train to see what there was to take, an officer forced some troops back toward us at the point of a pistol. He kept waving the pistol and shouting at them, and we were all shooting at him, but no one hit him. Then some troops lay down and commenced firing, and the officer walked up and down behind them with his pistol, and still we could not hit him, and the machina could not fire on him because of the position of the train. This officer shot two men as they lay, and still they would not get up, and he was cursing them, and finally they got up, one, two, and three at a time, and came running toward us, and the train. Then they lay flat again and fired. Then we left, with the machina still speaking over us as we left. It was then I found the girl where she had run from the train to the rocks, and she ran with us. It was those troops who hunted us until that night.
It must have been something very hard, Anselmo said, of much emotion. It was the only good thing we have done, said a deep voice. What are you doing now, you lazy, drunken, obscene, unsayable son of an unnameable, unmarried gypsy obscenity? What are you doing? Robert Jordan saw a woman of about 50, almost as big as Pablo, almost as wide as she was tall, in black peasant skirt and waist, with heavy wool socks on heavy legs, black rope-soled shoes, and a brown face like a model for a granite monument. She had big but nice-looking hands, and her thick, curly black hair was twisted into a knot on her neck. "Answer me," she said to the gypsy, ignoring the others.
"I was talking to these comrades. This one comes as a dynamiter."
"I know all that," the mujer of Pablo said. "Get out of here now and relieve Andres, who is on guard at the top."
"Me voy," the gypsy said. "I go."
He turned to Robert Jordan.
"I will see thee at the hour of eating."
"Not even in a joke," said the woman to him. "Three times you have eaten today, according to my count. Go now and send me Andres."